RadioInfluence.com.
Hey guys, welcome to another tasty edition of Forking Around Town. I'm your host, Tracy. I've got Ian Beckel sitting across from me. He's enjoying some baked wings right now because we're at Paul Chicago Pizza.
Correct.
Right.
Delicious.
Now, speaking of pizza, everyone knows how much I love pizza. There is a pizza festival coming up in October. You can follow them on Instagram. It's at Tampa Bay Pizza Fest. They're still working on a lot of the details and a lot of the places that will be involved. But if there was any festival that was made for me, I think this one might be it, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Saturday, October 19th, you can find all information on them on their Instagram page. And once again, that's at Tampa Pizza Fest. I'm really excited. It's going to be a great day. And I'm going to have to, I think, fast for a week before going to that one.
And what's going on the Pizza Fest? What happens?
It's like have you ever been to a festival? You're not a festival guy.
I'm not an overly festival type guy, but are they going for the best pizza or what are they doing?
There'll be all kinds of vendors there showcasing their pizza around Tampa.
Okay.
And I know they've been talking to a few places, and pizza, it is difficult though to reproduce what you do in a restaurant off site, especially with ovens and everything.
It's almost impossible these days.
It's tough. Mm-hmm. It's tough, but They're going to make it happen. I'm really excited because, as we all know, I live for this stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff, especially here at Paul's. I mean, I don't eat pizza a lot, but Paul's, I crave this.
Yeah.
No doubt.
We just finished recording our episode of Flavor of Tampa Bay here at Paul's, so we're sitting here eating the classic, which is thin crust with all the goods on it. We got pepperoni, sausage, a little bit of green peppers. Mushrooms.
I can't get enough. Yes.
I cannot get enough.
It just has a great feel and a great taste, and we went over on my podcast what real Chicago pizza is, and that's from what I hear from real Chicago people, that's real Chicago pizza.
Yeah, and this is what I prefer. You introduced me to Paul's Chicago Pizza.
I did.
I have to say that I still remember that day. It was last summer, last July, and it was a bit life-changing for me here in Tampa.
Good, that's good, because I said, pizza's not my thing. I love pizza. It's just not my thing, though.
I don't
eat pizza a lot. But like I said, I really crave Paul's. I crave Paul's. And I crave West Shore pizza a little bit, too. That cauliflower crust is pretty damn good.
It really is. Yeah, speaking of West Shore pizza, you know, it's funny. I went so many years where I had not been there.
Okay.
I used to go quite often, and I don't know if I got burned out. I don't know what the word is, but I forgot about it. Mm-hmm. And then one of my friends posted a picture of their cauliflower crust pizza, and I thought, I got to try this. So I actually went after we went fishing that day with Armando, had it for the first time, and it was quite tasty.
Excellent.
And then you got me hooked on the double pepperoni one.
Well, I mean, extra pepperoni should be
mandatory
all the time.
Right?
No, I'm serious. I mean, extra pepperoni is the most underrated meat on the earth.
I you know what? I agree with you.
Okay, there we go.
I agree with you.
There you go.
I do.
For once.
Well, yeah, for once.
Okay, that's good. That's all good.
All right. You always crack me up here. Mm-hmm. Yes, you are always right.
Correct.
Now, I'm looking at this huge dish of lasagna over here. Are you going to eat all that?
I'm just going to just eat a little bit of it and probably bring it with me. I know the lasagna is excellent.
It really is.
But when you eat that, though, you have to go night-night.
But I was just going to say, you will be knocked out for several hours.
Yes, I'm not going to be able to work if I can eat that one, yes.
See, I can't eat that with this heat we have going on in Tampa. It's a little much for me. But I had that back in the fall. I came here with my kids. Mm-hmm. I had that with a couple glasses of red wine.
Perfect.
I was done.
Yeah, done.
I was done.
Yeah, you definitely need a couch after that.
I slept for 3 hours after eating that lasagna.
Yeah,
But I had great dreams.
Yeah, that's 3 hours worth of a nap. For sure. Yeah. How many calories I think are in that lasagna?
Oh, I don't even.
Don't worry about
I don't
it.
Want to think about it.
2,000.
You know, it's probably. No, I think there's 3,500.
2,000. Okay, yeah, not 3,500. That's too many.
And the bread, too?
Okay, well, maybe.
I might be right for once.
With the bread. Well, I was
once.
Just going lasagna. But yes, I'll give it to you.
But yeah, speaking of Paul's Chicago Pizza, you need to check them out on Instagram at Paul's Chicago Pizza. You can see a picture of this lasagna. I'm telling you, when the weather cools down, you're going to want to eat it. But everything that they have here is great. Their wings, I'm looking at them right now.
They got great wings.
I love their wings.
They really
have
great dry rubbed wings. Get the baked wings. They're better.
Yes, just make sure you ask in advance because it does take a little bit of time.
It does.
But yeah, so I'm trying to think. You know, you and I have been eating a lot lately.
Period.
Every day, all day. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to think of some of the highlights of some of the places that we've been to around Tampa recently. I'm actually going to check out the new Dats in St. Pete tomorrow evening. I have not yet been there. It looks beautiful from all the pictures.
Is it in a museum or something? Is it in the Dalai Museum?
No. It's actually right across from Oak and Stone. Okay. You know where that is? The one in St. Pete?
I don't know exactly, but I know that. I think I know the area. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, but Dats, you can't go wrong with Dats. Anything they put out is excellent.
Yeah, Dats, a lot of people don't know this, but they actually were one of the biggest reasons that I got into food blogging. I was back in 2010, I actually ate there for the first time. They used to do cooking demos at their original location in South Tampa. And I went to a couple and I really fell in love with the place. They've always been known for featuring local products. They used to have an incredible cheese selection. I don't know if you remember that. That was right when they first opened. As soon as you walked in, they had a nice refrigerated case with all kinds of cheeses.
Okay.
And I used to go there and go shopping. You know, and then they had their dessert case, which they still have now. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, they had what was called a redneck wedding cake.
Sounds like fun.
It was with
Twinkies
and ding-dongs and ho-hos.
Sounds rednecky.
It was, but it was that cake right there. Oh. I laughed so hard, and I thought, this place is special.
Twinkies, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And
in the cake.
2 days later, I started my own website, and Dats was my first feature.
Well,
because they inspired me. They reminded me a lot of my favorite places back home, and that was why I was missing home, and I needed an outlet to try to fall in love with Florida, as I call it. And Dats has always been a big part of my life, so I'm excited to check out their new spot tomorrow evening. With a couple of friends. We're also visiting The Avenue, which I've never been to.
Another place. Cool. I know the owner. Good place. Parks and Rec's right next to it. And, you know, Dats created a monster. Look what they've created. 10,000 followers and everything.
We have to go there, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, it's all right. I worked hard.
You should be proud. 10,000 followers.
I worked hard. I ate a lot to get to this point.
There
and
you go.
I'm going for 20 now.
There we go. That's next up.
It is next up. But yes, I did reach 10,000 followers, which I'm very excited about. So thank you to everyone who follows me on Instagram. I wanted to do it before my 2-year anniversary, which is July 14th. And speaking of which, I have some really fun things coming up. I've been talking to a lot of local restaurants in Tampa Bay. We're going to be doing some really fun giveaways. So make sure to just, you know, keep following me on Instagram. I'm actually doing another giveaway for Paul Chicago Pizza this week. If you have not been here, I highly recommend it. They've got locations in St. Petersburg as well as Clearwater. And another thing, if you like money, which who doesn't like money?
I do.
Well, yeah.
I like money.
Well, I like it too. I wish I had some.
Right.
I've teamed up with Tampa Bay Foodies. We're giving away a $500 PayPal cash giveaway.
Wow.
If you go to my Instagram at Forking Around Town, you will see it's the second picture on there right now, and it gives you all the instructions on how to enter. And this goes through June 28th, so you have until then to enter. And there's a bunch of really fun Tampa Bay foodies that are involved with this. So if you follow along, you can kind of follow everybody and see what deliciousness they're showcasing all around Tampa Bay. I'm definitely excited about that. But I wanted to get back into pizza again because I never get tired of talking about pizza. So, yes, I finally got to experience Forbici last week. You did not try the pizza, but
I didn't.
It was great. But here's the thing. As much as I love pizza, I'm trying to be a little bit more, I don't know how to say this, trying not to eat bread as much, which is tough.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been exploring a lot of the different brands out there that, you know, supermarket frozen pizzas that are low carb.
Correct.
And I found a few. I don't know if you've tried any.
No. I mean, I've done the cauliflower, like, you know, at West Shore. Mm-hmm. But other than that, like, I don't do frozen pizzas too much. You know, I don't really cook like that much.
Well, I know that.
I like to cook, but not like that.
I know that.
You know.
I've never made a cauliflower crust pizza. I want to try. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Real Good Foods. Which
I've heard of it.
I really love their products. They've got everything that they do is low carb. It's, you know, keto friendly, which... Every time I try to say I'm going keto friendly for a while, I end up coming here at Paul's and stuffing my face with
That's
pizza.
What happens.
So it does. Yeah. But, you know, for people like me, when you have that craving for pizza, they have the base is actually a chicken breast.
Smart.
And there's like 4 net carbs per serving. It's fantastic. I like to bake it in the oven. I might finish it off on the grill pan. I'll kind of doctor it up a little bit. But those are kind of what I like to go to when I have a craving for something, but I know that I shouldn't be eating all that bread.
I see myself eating that. Chicken base, I could see that. Maybe I would doctor it up with some peppers or something.
That's what I do, or that truffle. hot sauce, truffle
hot sauce, yeah, no doubt.
Another one of my favorites that you introduced me to.
There you go.
Appreciate that.
They're all good.
But I also tried their cauliflower crust pizza, which I had been, you know, they're based in California, and I had been seeing their pizza all over Instagram, but I was finally able to actually buy it at Publix. They have just their margarita. Mm-hmm. It was okay.
It was okay, that's it.
I like the chicken breast better. I don't know. There's something about it. And I don't know. I have to figure out what it is, but I don't know. It wasn't the same as West Shore pizza.
I don't love margarita pizzas for some reason. There's something I just don't. I never had one that really wowed me.
Right.
I don't think I quite get
but
it.
It wasn't the toppings. It was just the actual crust. Okay. I didn't like it as much as I thought I would.
Sure. Yeah. You know. And then you were good with the chicken. So go stick with the chicken.
Stick with the chicken.
There you go.
But yes, New York Pizza also has a fantastic cauliflower crust. I like to, you can basically take any of their pizzas and get it with the cauliflower crust. It's a 10-inch size, which it's perfect for me. I mean, I could easily eat the whole thing in one sitting. I was yeah. Imagine that, right?
I'm not ordering 10-inch pizzas. I don't see that.
You can order two different ones.
I'd probably do that.
Yeah, yeah. You could definitely do that. Anyway, well, that's you and I are, when it comes to food, you could eat a lot more than I can.
Yes, I can.
You definitely can.
That's not up for debate.
Someday I'll beat you.
No, but you don't want to do that. That shouldn't be your
goal. I'm competitive.
To eat more food than me should not be your goal. Trust me on that one. You don't want that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, no doubt.
Anyways, well, I have some really, like I mentioned before, some really fun giveaways coming up this week. Be sure to check out my Instagram at Forking Around Town. And I have a very special show coming up for you next week. I actually have the person behind the Tampa Bay Pizza Fest who will be joining me. We're going to be talking a little bit about the event and what's going to be going on and why you want to make sure you get your tickets for this event, because it's going to be something very epic in Tampa Bay, something that we really need. I can't wait for it. And if you guys have a moment, I would love to hear from you. You can email me anytime, tracy@forkingaroundtown.com. I would love to hear some of your favorite places to eat, maybe any local chefs or local products that you would like to see featured on this podcast, because this is all about you guys. It's not just about me. And if you have a moment, if you can, I'm not going to beg you, but I am a little bit. If you could rate, review, and subscribe to my podcast, which comes out every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, all that good stuff, and radioinfluence.com. Have a great week, you guys.
This is an Ian Beckles Flavor in Your Ear quick fix on Radio Influence.
I don't know if our government's any crazier than other governments, but I really think when you look at it, when you look at Russia or China, you know, there's a lot of other governments where we look at them and we think their governments are crazy because of the dictatorship. You really think about it, our government's crazier because we're trying to establish something that doesn't exist anymore. We're trying to establish order, and there's no order in our government anymore. I'm just telling you. Donald Trump, to this point, he's running his, you know, campaign on us versus them, right? That's what he's running his campaign on. He's not really going out looking for fringe sway votes. He's just trying to hold on to his base. That's what he's doing. That's us. Everybody else is them. Obviously, Republicans are us. Everybody else is them. All those, a lot of Republicans aren't on his side anymore. That's fact. The media is them. We are us. Everything's a fight. Us against them. The Orlando Sentinel, who's the devil, obviously, because they don't like Donald Trump, they said this is who they're going to back in the election. Anybody but Donald Trump. All right? I get that. I really do. Because at this point, when I do hear people talking about Trump and, you know, backing and the things that he's done, I just feel like saying, are you watching? Are you really watching?
You can find Ian Beckles' Flavor in Your Ear on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and RadioInfluence.com.